KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center. For this morning, a clear sky, a hot day today with plenty of sunshine, a high 112. Mainly clear, bit breezy tonight, low 82. Sunny and breezy Sunday, high 108. Monday, sunny, high 108. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 95 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100 AM, and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this eye in the sky, or should I say ceiling, Saturday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros, anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on. Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour. Scintillating radio rushing your way. The latest real estate numbers, plus a closer look at how the latest technologies are influencing how we show real estate. Then in our loan segment, back to college is around the corner. Have you seen the rents around campuses lately? Deanne has a loan that may make more sense, literally. Then bottom of the hour, new listings, wants and needs, and down the stretch, investment opportunities, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
You know, some of the most frequent emails we get is about the music on our radio show. We're gonna switch it up. I'm voting for like things like Stranglehold. Nugent. Yeah. Nugent was here the other night and I missed him. So pissed.
Sorry to hear that.
The only thing about Nugent though is he walks around with that.
Did you find your time machine though to,
nah,
for the next time
he
comes?
You know what? I'm stuck in the '80s. It's okay. He walks around though and sings with that, that Madonna mic. You know, he's got the headphones and the Madonna mic. Kind of, a little bit of a turnoff. But anyway, he still has it and I vote for Stranglehold riff. Beginning.
I'll have to run that up the flagpole.
We're going to replace that with Homeboy, I think. You can't beat AC/DC in the opening. So we'll have to just leave that there. But you send us some emails, call in, send up flares, send us letters.
Oh, you mean recommendations?
About music. Okay. Because it's all about music in the world. Right, Steve? Don't you think?
Sure. We could do that. And, you know, if you have a real estate thought, you could throw that in too.
So here's the thing about real estate. And here's the age-old question. Is it chicken or the egg? What would you think it is?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Big Bang Theory or evolution?
Both.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
This way I can't miss.
So do you get a home inspection before you list, or do you get it and just wait for the buyer to get their home inspection?
Oh.
Chicken or the egg? My vote now is it's changing over time. I'm saying get a home inspection prior to listing your property. Because you know what? Too many sellers are uptight pissed, losing their minds when they get this list of, say, 20, 30 items that they're like over the top concerned and frustrated about. Because you can't tell a seller. You just can't. You can look them straight in the face and say, Mr. Seller, look, you lived with X, Y, and Z for 20 years. And so now a buyer with fresh puppy eyes, just frothing at the mouth, and, you know, a fresh puppy. What does a puppy do when he comes up to you? Waggles his tail, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Sees all the things that you've lived with in that house for 20, 30, 40 years.
Here, that's fine and good.
So what I'm saying, Dave, let me get my point out.
Oh, okay.
I say that you get a home inspection now, and you go through the list, and you say, Mr. Seller, these are the items that you probably want to work on because these are things that Mr. Buyer is going to ask you to fix. You could spend the $300-$400, get it done, go through the list, knock out the little punch list items, and then you could turn that inspection over to the buyer. Now, obviously, you run into larger items like pools, air conditioners, roofs. I'm talking about not so much the larger items, but you're going to have to be aware of that as a seller, that stuff's going to rear its ugly head. If you haven't replaced your roof in 20, 30 years and it's leaking, a buyer is going to ask you to either fix it, repair it, or give them a credit.
No doubt.
Don't you think?
No doubt.
What would you do?
Well, there's a little bit of a Pandora's box effect.
I get that. And it's called also can of worms.
Can of worms. So, here's a couple things. So, obviously, if we find all this stuff wrong with the house, now we have, for sure, disclosure issues that we didn't have maybe beforehand. But number two, you know, inspections are kind of like fingerprints. No two are alike. And so, you can do your inspection. And, of course, your guy better find everything. Because you know what? The buyer's inspector may find something that's not on that list, and that is going to piss the seller off even more. Well, this didn't come up on my inspection. And so the Pandora's box gets a little bit bigger.
It's also the thing, you know, but you can also say exactly that. Now, another home inspector may find 10 more items. These are just visual two-hour inspections. And that's, I think, some of the thing that buyers don't understand, buyers and sellers. They don't open walls. They don't drill holes into foundations. They don't cut into air conditioners. All they do is they test verbal systems on a visual scale. So,
sure.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, granted, a lot of the items are going to overlap. Granted. But it's almost like, you know, do we really need to know everything right now?
Well, I just think that
long as you have looked at, and when you talk to the seller and say, you know, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? Here's what to expect. Okay. Cause we can pretty much tell visually a lot of the same things.
You can, but there are so many things that crop up on like GFCIs. Windows don't open. Windows are broken. Latches are broken. The stuff that is out there that doesn't necessarily get recalled in your brain every single day.
I think it's more about the agents. Job to prep the seller for what could come back.
True.
I mean, you really do have to do a little prep
work. But like I said, you could talk them until you're blue in the face.
No doubt.
But once they get that home inspection,
at least you put it out there.
And you look at the broken handles or just the little nickel and dimey stuff. If you have a pool and it hasn't been serviced and that pool equipment is 15 years old and it's all starting to fail, there is a good chance that it's on its last leg and it's going to be an inspection item. So I'm just saying that I think my point of view is changing about this and recommendations as far as home inspections prior to listing in certain houses. There are certain houses where absolutely not. There's no way you're going to do a home inspection on this house.
Yeah, because, any newer house, certainly not going
to
need one.
But yeah, I'd say in that realm of, you know, 1980 to, say 1990, 1995.
No, I thought you were going to say 1980 to 1900.
No. Anyway, I think I'm going to start recommending it every once in a while. It's just depending on the house.
Case by case.
The seller get a home inspection prior to listing. Because people have to budget. Do you budget $2,000, $3,000, $10,000 for repairs? And that's part of the negotiation up front.
Okay. And it's also part of how you set your price and what you expect.
Yes,
and all
but,
of that.
But that's kind of the stuff that you run into. And I think inspections and inspection items and that whole negotiation period is one of the most frustrating parts of selling a house for buyers and sellers.
Again, part of the prep work of letting them know, okay, now we got the purchase price done. Now there's going to be that whole second negotiation. Be prepared. They could come back with 3%, 4%, 2%, a roof. Anything can happen.
Buyers and sellers, buyers mainly, believe that the roof's in good condition, the water heaters, the air conditioners, the pool equipment. They all see that stuff as under the hood stuff, that it's working. You turn your key, the car starts. But they don't necessarily know about all the innuendos. I mean, all the nuances. The nuances that go along with older equipment.
Can we talk a little bit about newer equipment?
Yeah.
Technology?
Yeah.
This is what is going on now when you are showing homes. We have a listing on Cactus, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. There's an Alexa in there. You know Alexa, the Amazon system?
I do.
There's a movie out called Why Him? It's a very funny film. But there's a funny scene with Alexa on the ceiling. And basically, Alexa has the ability to hear conversations and potentially those conversations could be recorded. So even though nobody's in the house and you're showing it and your buyer is trashing the heck out of it or your buyer is loving the heck out of it, somebody could potentially be hearing it and that could reveal a motivation one way or another that you may not want the seller to hear. So it's sort of a Elton Brothers public service announcement out there to all real estate agents, anybody in a house, you know, you may not be completely alone when you're watching. I mean, there's cameras everywhere now. There's nanny cams. There's this cam. There's that cam. Now there's Alexas and there's Google Pods and Apple's coming out with a HomePod and all of this. These things have the ability to record and or hear or somebody could be listening.
Sometimes it's good feedback for the seller though. God, these cabinets look like hell, you know. This flooring, oh my God.
But if you're a buyer, I'm more concerned about the buyer who loves the house, who says, oh my God, we have to have this house, you know, and you've heard this all the time. Let's just get this one. This is the favorite. This is the best. And you know what? A seller would love to hear that. It's going to be tough for you to negotiate on the price though. I promise. Coming back. College around the corner. Have you seen the rents around the campus? Deanne has a loan that may make sense for you. All the details next on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannotized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I have a question for you right off the bat. I'm just getting right into it. No messing around.
All right.
Why do lenders, or why is it not good for there to be credit in lieu of repairs? Like most, I would say 9 out of 10 transactions these days is buyers get credits in lieu of repairs, but you can't really send that to the lender because then they get all wiggy about it. So then they have to make an addendum. Seller's going to credit buyer $5,000. At close of escrow for closing costs. Why don't we just say as a community, guess what? We're going to credit this person instead of fixing the dishwasher. And the lender's going to say, you know what? Okay. Why is that?
They're not going to do that because if you have an appraisal, it says it's as is, appraises at, say, 280. The appraiser doesn't notice any deficiencies, but the buyer wants maybe a new dishwasher or wants new carpet. If you put that in there, then it's a repair. It has to be done prior to close, and then you have to have a final inspection because then you've made the lender aware that there's deficiencies in the property that need to be remedied.
Right, but let's talk about, you know, significant things, like a list of handyman items, a broken drawer, a broken light,
You mean insignificant things?
Insignificant things.
Okay.
A leak under the kitchen faucet.
Ooh. Now you're getting heavy.
A broken ceiling fan. So we have 13 items that are handyman related, and the seller's like, look, I'm not even in state. I'll give you $1,000 towards all those repairs.
I'll tell you why. Because there's no guarantee that the buyer's going to have those done. So then the seller would be giving the buyer an incentive to purchase his home. So a buyer cannot receive cash at closing in hopes that they're going to make those repairs.
And that's kind of ridiculous, right? Because there's no guarantees that the buyer is going to pay his mortgage. There's no guarantees that we are going to wake up the next day. Right, I get it. But if we sign another piece of paper out of a stack of 3 inches big, and that says, you got a credit for repairs, you certify that you are going to make these repairs. Just like everything else, I mean, it's just another document saying you're going to pay, you're going to pay this interest rate, you're going to do this, you're also going to make these repairs that you got a credit for. Now, I know that I'm talking to the messenger, but it is maddening that every single time we have to give credits in lieu of repairs and then make state a separate addendum and then keep that.
Rick's, you know what this is all about, Deanne? This is all about an extra piece of paper.
Well, no, that's really what this is about.
We would have the extra piece of paper. It's just the verbiage that you're going to put on it.
But not on the Binzer. We can't do that on the Binzer. I mean,
no,
that's the buyer inspection.
So that's what I'm saying is that is the piece, that is the vehicle of the piece of paper that we continue our inspection process. So, and then we conclude it and we make those verbiage on the Binzers, but you guys can't see the Binzer because everybody's thinking, oh, they get about this credit. So then we have to make a separate addendum, even though you know there's a Binzer, but you don't require to ask for the Binzer. You just require that you know that there are credits. Well, you're getting a credit and it seems to be during the inspection period. So, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that credit is because of repairs.
Well, I agree with you. However, we don't want to see that. If we saw every Binzer, we probably would never close the transaction.
Exactly. So as a community, we say, okay, here we go. Let's just do this.
By the way, for people out there wondering what Binzer is, it's an acronym for Buyer Inspection Notice and Seller's Response. We call it a Binzer, but it has to do with our inspection. Real quick, along those same lines, Deanne, I think they've changed the verbiage for furniture in a deal now a little bit, haven't they?
Like, a little bit.
It used to be we could just say furniture to convey at no additional value. Can I still say that, or do I have to put a value on it, or how does that, are they changing that a little?
No, they want to know what kind of furniture. It has to make sense. If somebody's leaving an entire household full of furniture and it's all from Robin Stuckey and it's $30,000 furniture, then that's an incentive to buy, which we would have to have it appraised.
Opposed if it's from IKEA.
As opposed to you're just going to leave the countertop microwave. Or you're going to leave a patio set that really has no significance and the appraiser gives it no value. An entire household full of furniture has value, let's face it.
Can I say separate bill of sale then? Is that what I'm saying?
If you say that, then we would have to see it.
Okay, so I don't want to say that.
Right.
So what should I say?
Nothing. Keep it away. It's just like inspection
stuff. Well, there's
stuff.
A thing for personal.
I'm sorry, are we breaking up here?
There's a thing for personal property. There's a thing for personal property, obviously, in the purchase contract. You're supposed to put all the personal property that's conveying with the sale.
There always has been.
Right. Yeah.
But there's a certain line that if it's too much personal property, then it has to be appraised and given a value.
The other day I was showing a house and there was a car that conveyed with the full purchase price.
Right.
It was a 1987 van down by the river, but it did convey with the sale of the house, but obviously, I mean, there's title issues and all the other stuff that goes along with it. Anyway, there's just those couple nuances. What Dave brought one up, I brought one up. I mean, just to,
you know,
I mean,
forever we were always conveying furniture, especially in, you know, vacation rentals and, you know, some of those second rentals where you sell the furniture with the house and it's not a big deal. But now it's starting to become a thing.
Yeah.
Trying to get the price.
Actually, it's less of a big deal than it used to be because of the verbiage. So separate bill of sale if it's for $0 and it's used furniture and it's normal and it's not given any value, depending on how much, then yes. Fannie Mae, we can sort of look away. So it really is
case
open
by case
interpretation.
That's why you got to call your lender and see the best way if you're a real estate agent somehow to write this in. I want to get, we're running out. God, we're just killing time here. Deanne, so college around the corner.
Yes.
You know what? We have kids in college, at least I do. And, you know, the dorm rates are insane to stay.
Right.
And the apartments around the school, I mean, you're talking $800-$900 a month. Whereas potentially, if my son, daughter has a house nearby and has three roommates, maybe we could lower that cost by a couple $100, I bet, and everybody pitches in and pays the mortgage. Do we have a loan that we can do that can get me that?
Yes. On FHA, it's called a kitty condo, and it's been around forever. Most people don't know it, but parents can go on a loan with their college student qualify totally on the parents' income, assets, as long as the occupying student has at least a credit score, and they can purchase it with an FHA loan as an owner-occupied property and put their 3.5%
down. 3.5%
down
can be gifted, like we were saying. So let's take a $280,000 house, which I know you can find in Tempe right now.
Right.
Maybe four bedrooms would be great. What are we looking at payment-wise?
Well, the rate on Friday was 3.875. You've got an APR of 5.073, so taxes, insurance, everything, $1,667.83.
Divided by three or four. Let's say we get four people in there.
Right.
Wow. We're doing pretty good. That's like, you know, 400 and something a month.
Exactly. And a lot of parents are opting to do that because it's a good market to get into. They have a home to go to. They have renters. There's always renters in there. And you sign, a lot of them sign the leases with the parents.
Yeah, it is. I've actually done it. I've had clients who purchase homes for their kids at ASU and then wrote out appreciation during the college years. And then they have choices about whether to sell it or rent it or, you know, who knows what happens after that. Can you stay with us through the break, Dan? We'll do rates when we come back.
Yep.
Excellent. So we're going to get into some more rates, and then we're going to talk low ball offers, new listings, wants and needs. We got buyers. Maybe you have what they're looking for next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
Where the truth lives. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Listen to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
Some Senate Republicans want August recess canceled in order to come up with a health care reform package. Correspondent Caitlin Collins reports the GOP is dealing with President Trump's request to repeal Obamacare now, then replace later.
The reason that people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have been doing this dance on Capitol Hill is because the president was the one who said we were going to repeal it and replace it immediately, that there wouldn't even be a two-day break in between those.
President Trump has taken to Twitter today, calling out the nearly 30 states balking at turning over voter information. The president set up a panel to look into alleged voter fraud that cost him the popular vote. The last United Airlines flight has departed from crisis-ridden Venezuela. Correspondent Leila Santiago reports Venezuelans have to leave the country to get day-to-day supplies.
Tens of thousands of people from Venezuela crossing into Cúcuta, Colombia, just to get very basic items.
I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center, for this morning, a clear sky, a hot day today with plenty of sunshine, a high 112. Mainly clear, bit breezy tonight, low 82. Sunny and breezy Sunday, high 108. Monday, sunny, high 108. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 95 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. The Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free. Just fill in the blanks, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. We have Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, on the phone. Are you still there, Deanne?
I am.
All right.
Good job, Deanne. Did you have a cup of coffee while during the break or what?
Yeah, I refreshed it.
You did some Pilates, chilled out.
There's a lot you can do during a five-minute commercial break. So, again, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. I want to give you her number, 602-606-6728. Whether, you know, we were talking about college loans, the kiddie condo loan. Something to consider. Rents around the colleges right now, $800-900. We just went over the numbers. You can maybe get in there for $500-600 a month with roommates. A house in Tempe might make sense. Deanne can break it all down for you. So we did FHA. We're at 1668 with 3.5% down on a $280,000 house. How about VA loans, Deanne?
VA, we're still at 3.875 with an APR of 4.125, 100% financing, total payment, $1,532.47.
Wow, 100% financing, under 4% rates for both government loans, the FHA and the VA. Deanne is a VA expert. So if you're a veteran out there, use that eligibility, reuse it. Deanne knows how, you know, to talk to you about costs and what to expect and rates and all of that. And 1532, unbelievable. How about
that's 280,000.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 280,000. No money down.
Right.
Wow. How about conventional?
Conventional, 4.25, 20% down with good credit. 1289.70 with an APR of 4.317.
1290, 20% down, $280,000 house. See what you can rent for 1290. Maybe a one or two bedroom apartment, I guess, around town, downtown. It's
maybe.
Rents have gone up. In case anybody's checked.
Is anybody's just woken up?
Yeah.
Hey, Deanne, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Conventional loan. Say I would put 20% down and you said it was 4.25%, 20% down. Say I want to save my cash and I want to do 10% down. Go ahead.
You can do that.
You can do that, but you got to pay PMI, correct?
Yes.
And you save 10%, but you pay a little bit higher per month. Does it pencil out to do 10% down, pay the PMI, as far as a payment? I mean, I know the payment's going to be higher, but you save the cash. What do you recommend to people?
Well, it depends on the circumstance. A lot of times it will keep a cushion because the last thing you want to see somebody do is put everything they have into a house and have no money left in case of an emergency.
True.
So oftentimes we'll look at 5%, 10%, 20% down. Some people are absolutely adamant that they want no mortgage insurance, even though it will fall off in time, depending on how much you put down. And some people want to hold on to their cash because, say you buy a property that is, as I like to refer, cosmetically unappealing.
Ah, good one.
Right. So you keep that extra $28,000 and you go in and you can pay cash for your upgrades instead of financing it and paying interest on a credit card. So in the long run, the mortgage insurance is much cheaper than the insurance or the interest that you're going to pay on a credit card.
Sounds like, you know, it really is a case by case, but I'm glad you mentioned you do 5% conventional, yeah. 10, 20. And so there's all these different options. And speaking of cosmetic, fix-ups, are you still doing 203K, remodel programs?
Yes, we are.
And that's another way to go where you can, you know, actually finance in the cost of the remodel into the loan.
Right.
And
still put 3.5% down.
Still put 3.5% down. So talk about, you know, saving cash. That might be another way to structure the deal for you. So you got to give Deanne a call. We have one more. Investors, Deanne, where are we there?
Investors, 20% down, good credit, 5.25 with an APR of 5.368. Total payment, $1,424.44.
We have investors looking all over town picking up homes. And they are cash flowing, and they're cash flowing just fine at $1,424 a month. Any of these programs work for you? FHA, VA, first-time homebuyer, 203K remodel, build into the loan, conventional, all different options. Investors, give Deanne a call at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Good job, Deanne.
Thank you.
See you later.
Happy 4th.
Bye. Thank you, Deanne.
All right there. Excellent. That's Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Now, Rick.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump right in.
Jump.
So I had a situation.
Might as well jump. Who sings that?
That's an 80s song.
Halen. Yeah. That's Halen.
Yeah.
Are you Sammy Hagar or are you David Lee Roth?
I'm both. Remember? I'm Switzerland. I like them both. Anyway, how about this? So showing houses.
Steve, what about you?
I'm trying to move the show along. Can I do it?
Go ahead. I'm just asking him if he's Hagar or Van Halen.
I would ask you if you are Hagar or Roth, but I was trying to move the show forward.
I'm Roth.
Yeah. All right.
Good thing. Ice cream man.
Passing by.
Just passing by. One of my buddies, actually, he's a listener of the show, Brian. I went over to his house the other day, listed it, and we're going to talk about his house here in a minute. He showed me this amazing, album of old ticket stubs. Tesla, Rush, Halen, AC/DC. I couldn't believe it. Back from, say, 1980s all the way up.
Nice little nostalgia
really
tour.
Just an amazing little album. And you know what? I'm going to just throw it out there right now. He's got this house in Greer Ranch. Greer Ranch North. It's only a two-year-old property. A lot of people are not in a position where they can wait to new build. They don't want to go through the process of new building. They just want a brand new, pristine house that's been lived in for 2 years. Barely lived in. I mean, it doesn't even look like it's lived in. Open great room floor plan. Split plan for, you got bedrooms on either side of the house. Great, great flow. Extended patio in the backyard. Extended garage. Truly amazing property in Greer Ranch North for $250,000. Three bedroom, two bath.
Nice.
Almost 1,900 square feet, single level.
So speaking of process, Rick, can I get this out?
Yeah.
Because I think it's important. Have you ever had a buyer or a seller who was offended by an offer?
Have I ever had one that hasn't been? Yes.
That answers the question. Offended!
In some form or fashion, most buyers and sellers at some point will get frustrated and offended.
I want to talk about that idea, that reaction, because it's a reaction.
I told you before, my client that came in from Missouri, I'm not Santa Claus.
Right.
I don't give sellers what they want. I'm not Santa Claus.
To me, I interpret that as a tactic, okay? And that's fine. What I am talking about is being offended so much as to not respond because of it. And it basically puts the brakes on the potential of, you know, something happening.
You're talking about the emotional side of transactions.
Talking about the emotional reaction mostly. And not like, okay, I understand I don't want to negotiate further. Or I understand even I'm not going to counter that. No, thank you. But in the event of a lowball offer. But when the agent, let's say I represent the buyer, I call back and say, my buyer would like a counteroffer to his offer. And the selling agent says, you really turned my sellers off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You turned my sellers off. They are not going to respond. Now, let me just finish.
Let me finish.
Yeah. So right there, I'm basically giving her an invitation that my guy is willing to go higher. How much higher? I don't know. But she says, no, just resubmit. And I said, you know what? And I talked to my client about this already. The ball is in your court. You have an offer. We're asking you to respond. When they didn't respond, I went back to my guy. Now my guy's offended. He's offended that the sellers aren't responding to his offer. And so he's like, take it off the list. Take it off the list. I'm done.
They did respond.
Yo, they did respond with a no response.
Right.
Yes. No, I get that. So now we have a transaction on potentially both sides that could have met in the middle. We don't know because people were offended by everybody's response. That's what I'm saying. And I'm just saying, you know, there's really no need for any of it. It's just a no thank you. You want to respond? Go ahead and do it.
But then again, it takes a lot of work sometimes for people to respond to offers formally. Okay. So if you have an offer, say you have a house that's $500,000 and you offer $400,000 or even $440,000, it is below the threshold of reasonable. What? And then the seller is going to say, that's just not reasonable enough. We are not going to get this person up high enough to make a deal.
What I'm trying to tell you is I respect that, and that's fine if you don't want to counter. I'm talking about the emotional response of being offended.
No doubt.
And then somebody says to you, you know, please send me something, and you don't. Coming back, we're going to talk more about this, investment opportunities, deals of the week. We got new listings when we come back on The Real Estate Show.
The perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Yeah, hell, two medical snappers on the bus. Yeah, hell. Yeah, hell, if you're a telephone and you can't get to cuss. Yeah, hell.
Cause down the road you find someone else.
Good game.
Down the road you find another sweet hip-hop band.
What do you do? Do you yell help with the Elton brothers? Dave and Rick Elton, we're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Our website, eltonbrothers.com.
Hmm. So real quick, the emotional side of real estate is a factor that goes along with, you know, the psychology part of being a realtor. You have to deal with emotion a lot. Buyers and sellers both have it. Sellers want the most for the money. Buyers want the least for the money.
You said it.
There is no doubt that education plays the biggest part in all of this. You say to a buyer, Mr. Buyer, the house is worth $250,000. They have it listed for $260,000. So you're probably going to end up, you know, being somewhere in the middle. If you offer $220,000, you're going to probably piss off a seller and you're not going to get the price in the range where I think you would want the house. Unless it's been on the market forever, backs to a busy street, power lines, there are nuances to each house that will dictate what kind of deal you're going to get. But if it is a beautiful home, nicely appointed, and it is on a good lot, the likelihood is it's going to sell fairly close to comparables, if not maybe a little bit more, depending on market temperature.
My point, just to put a button on this, is you get that 220 offer on a 250 house, and let's say it's all fine and good. It's a simple no thank you. And for the buyer, it's, okay, we need to revisit this if we really want the house. Heck with them. They didn't counter me. I'm not going to do anything. If this is something we really want and we've done the numbers and it makes sense for you and all the things, checked all the boxes, you know, we're saying let's not take anything personally. You know, it's real estate. There's no crying in real estate, but there is.
It's an emotional thing.
It is very emotional. We've had many tears shed over deals and tables and stuff.
But you know what? We've had many smiles too.
And if you are considering
I like when my buyers and sellers are happy.
Yes.
I do both. What it takes to make them happy.
And speaking of that, if you are considering selling your home, we'd love to apply for the job. We have flexible fees. We've been doing this over 35 plus years combined. We got the radio show, which we'll feature your home on. We do professional photography, of course, drone photography when of needed. And your house will have as much exposure and look its best as any house out there. Please give us a call. We'd love to chat with you at your convenience. 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you kind of want to see what we do, check out our site, eltonbrothers.com.
So quickly,
listings, Rick, we got to go through these.
All right, got a couple new listings. One on 99th Street in North Scottsdale. It is in the Horizon School District, in Horizon District. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath plus a den, single level, 2129 square feet, built in 94, and it is for $439,000. And it is a steal at that price.
It is location. I mean, that isn't just a strike zone down the middle. Great, yeah. Great location. How about this one?
Go ahead.
Going to Winfield, gated community, 24-hour guard gate, short sale, subject to bank approval, 2-bedroom and a den, 2-car garage, backs to a wash, 2,300 square feet, built in 2000. It was 489. We're at 459 right now, short sale in Winfield.
How about in Fountain Hills, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,700 square feet. This has the best views in Fountain Hills, pool, spa, and it's only $430,000. It's been reduced from $465,000. The floor plan is a little wonky, and that's one of the reasons behind that sting on the market and reductions is, but it is the most beautiful lot in Fountain Hills for the money, bar none.
I would say the potential is all over that house. Exactly. How about North Scottsdale, prime gated community, Monterey home, single level, Five bedroom, 3.5 bath, pool, spa. It's got a separate kids wing. It's almost 4,300 square feet, built in 04. We were at $1,035,000. Now we're at 950 Gated Trovia in Scottsdale. Call us on that one.
How about in Cave Creek? Four bedrooms, two baths, 1,782 square feet, built in 99, gated community. 317.5 in Dove Valley Ranch. This is a single level two car garage. And for 317,500, you check the comps on this particular house and it's just below them. It's a great price.
Putting a new house on the market today. It is about 13, almost 1,400 square feet, 1,394, built in 83, three-bedroom, two-bath, great lot, great location near that Arrowhead 67th Avenue and Bell. It's going to be 205, new carpet, new paint, new appliances, and it's got it's like Victorian curb appeal. Beautiful home, 205, can't beat it.
How about this? In North Scottsdale, Hunter Street and Cactus, we have this property that's a single level. That's minimum eight bedrooms, eight, nine, ten bedrooms, six bathrooms, 2 acres, approximately, just under, 7,215 square feet. It's got two full kitchens. It is the, it's probably got the most potential that I've ever seen out of any property for an assisted living, sober living, group housing. If you're in the assisted living game, you gotta give me a call to check this property out on Cactus because it is the most amazing floor plan and property for assisted living.
480-451-3318.
It's listed at $1,895,000.
Yeah, that is an incredible house and it's kind of a one of a kind landmark property.
Yep.
So definitely check it out. The lot is splittable, by the way. So if you are a developer, besides assisted living, you could actually put, you know, two homes on it. And the home itself has actually been updated. So it's quite nice and move-inable right now for an expanded family.
Yeah.
Want to go to, another new house that's coming on the market in, near, Thunderbird and Cave Creek. Three bedroom, two bath. And this house, you would love this. We permitted it. It's got permits. It's got a new roof. It's got new bedroom. It's got a new bathroom. The inside was totally gutted, new flooring, new plumbing throughout. It's almost 1,100 to 1,200 square feet. We're going to list it at 225, and it's got incredible backyard mountain views. It's in the Lookout Mountain area. So beautiful mountain views, 225, can't beat the price, and it's a permitted remodel.
And I already talked about this house in Greer Ranch North, three bedrooms, two baths, 1,878 square feet, single level, extremely clean, pride of ownership. Beautiful property on a single level for $250,000 in Greer Ranch North. Anyway, so for the rest of them, go ahead and on EltonBrothers.com and check out the rest of our stuff.
Yeah,
and
EltonBrothers.com, very easy way to search real estate. There's a magnifying glass. You can just zoom in right away, and it populates all the values and in the property that you're looking for, and it is MLS information, so it's very current. And all you have to do is just fill in a name and an email, and it automatically lets you do whatever you need to do. And then we can keep in touch with you as well.
You want to do deals of the week?
No, I want to do – first I want to do wants and needs because we do have some investors who are looking for property, single levels, in the Peoria area. In the Peoria area, looking for single levels, three or four bedroom, two bath, newer homes, say built after 2000. If that – and you're looking to sell – call us on those, 480-451-3318. Also, working with the builders on builder leasebacks, premium returns, up to 10% right now in the Arcadia area. If you are interested in a premium return, these homes are priced in the $1,300,000 to $1,500,000 range. They're offering 2 years, triple net, and meaning they're paying the taxes, insurance, and HOA. So if you're an investor, you want to get on our list, you want to hear more about this and other opportunities that we have, 480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers@cox.net.
They also talked about the fact that we need assisted living, people that are looking for assisted living properties. We have the best listing for this. There is no doubt this is the best listing for an assisted living property, group home, sober living, anything of that nature. It is not an active property. It's just a family selling it. But it ends up that is the highest and best use for the property.
Well, it's active, but you'd have to go through the zoning. And
exactly.
All that. Yeah. Okay.
So
deals of the week.
Deals of the week. How about Avondale? Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2,024 square feet, $177,000. That's $87 a foot in Avondale.
How about Chandler? Five bedroom, four bath, pool, three car garage, and a den. almost 4,200 square feet built in 04. This just came on the market, 439. That's 105 bucks a foot in Chandler.
Santan Valley, four bedrooms, two and a half baths, 2,400 square feet built in 09. 87 bucks a foot, $209,000 in Santan Valley.
Scottsdale, four bedroom, three bath, pool, casita, three car garage, almost 3,000 square feet, just reduced to 475. For all the rest, you go on 1100homedeals.com. We set up a special website for deals of the week. You can check that out. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Nick Piazza, Remedy Window Repair, our man behind the glass, Steven, and of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got the flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Saturday at 10, right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.